You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
In the Limelight, of course, with Clarissa Burt. Here on Voice America's Influencers Channel, I am thrilled today. I'm really having a great show. I was really excited about getting this show started because, you know, the two women that I have on are superstars in their own right. And we are talking about love and happiness. And, you know, it's under the holidays, I think, that we really start to understand, you know, love, like, you know, I've kind of missed somebody in my life, or happiness. You know, you got to do the whole family thing and get togethers. And some of us feel a little bit alone, I think, sometimes. And then, as I was saying before, you know, I just sort of pull myself out of it by saying life could be a lot worse. Anyway, I am thrilled to have the love designer on my show. She's a lot more than that. She does, she has her own radio show as well. She's got books that we're going to talk about. And one of the biggest hearts that I know of, because she also does every year a huge event out here in Los Angeles. It's a toy drive to help children, and the proceeds also go to the Los Angeles Police Department. So please welcome Renee Piane to the show, everybody. She's my homie because she's from Delaware and I'm from Philadelphia, and we have the same accent, so there.
Hi there, sister from another mister. We're both Italians with a lot of passion for love and happiness. I mean, my whole life is my company, my main core company is Love Works, right? And so when I met you, it was like a fit. We had a match. Like I tell people, you never know where you're going to meet somebody and what happens with the holidays. Like you were talking, everybody gets in a funk that's single. A lot of people divorced and single. Half the world, guys, I just want you to know, are single and or just gotten out of a relationship. So I have lots of things to share. Just want to know what you want. This is what I love to talk about.
This is what you love to do. And, you know, first of all, you've got a book out called Get Real About Love, The Secrets to Opening Your Heart and Finding True Love. So you have said that to me a couple of different times. You know, I hope everybody listening doesn't mind if we just jump right in here with, you know, you've said that to me a couple of times. Yeah, you know, love will come when you open your heart. And how do you know? I mean, I think my heart is open, but maybe it truly isn't. How do we know if our heart is truly open or not?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of people, no matter, you know, after working for 28 years in the trenches of love, I have watched every generation and every nationality date, because I was the pioneer of the first speed dating company that started in 2000. So before that, I was teaching men how to understand women. And what I think is that the certain different age groups, the generations of daters that are out there, are all different. So if you're listening and you're in your 40s or up, right, as a woman or a man, most of us became pretty, we were like that age group that became very independent. We didn't want to do the normal Leave It to Beaver marriage, right? The Wonder Woman came into play. Women were dynamic and we started getting our own careers, and all the whole dynamics of relationship changed. So the women that were dating 50 and 60 year old men were like, these guys, they can't keep up with us, right? So I was one of those women, and I am one of those women and men that I meet out there. Many of us wanted a new type of love, right? Remember the old commercial, I can bring him the bacon and I can fry it up in a pan and I could still have a man, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, everything over the last 20 years, as I have, you know, literally done research, it's everything's going faster and faster, and people, when they have heartbreaks, like even a disappointment, people get heartbroken. You wouldn't believe how many people call me and they go, oh my God, I was dating this guy, he seemed like he was the one, and 3 months later he disappeared. The reason that heartbreaks happen and people get dents in their hearts, or imprints, I call it, it's like having a sword put through your heart, which stops you from going forward, is because we all rush into love, right? Everybody right now wants instant networking, instant magic, instant love, like the movies. Yeah. It's not like the friggin' movies, right? So that's why I was one of those people, just like all romantic fantasies that we see in movies, television, media. Everybody has to be beautiful and perfect and meet and match. But as a love designer, I see that the busy people like us, like you, I heard you guys talking, you know, about health and beauty and how to stay balanced, right? Most of us were so hardwired because we saw divorce and infidelity. We saw our parents have these boring marriages. And we, I don't know about you, but I made a declaration at 7 years old after seeing marriages fall apart in my family and listening to the Italians come over, eat and cry in the kitchen. The men are all bastards, right? Don't trust any of them. So I became an entrepreneur. Many of the women I meet, like you, we had something in our hearts, young, unconsciously happened to us that gave us imprints that made us believe that we had to take care of ourselves and that we had to be independent. Now, is that you?
Hello. Yeah, hello. Yeah,
are you talking millions of us?
You mean it,
we
Clarissa Burt, you mean here on my show?
Something that happens to us, and that's the little girl and the little boy inside of us when we were young. So as we get older, if we have a belief that something is going to happen in love, then we keep pushing it away, or we'll let a little love in as a controlling person. Most of us are highly driven. I mean, when I met you, I was looking up part of myself. I thought, wow, she's this driven woman. She's out helping people. She's a leader. She's out doing pioneering stuff, right? Isn't that what you've always done?
Yeah, my whole life. Yep. Pretty much, I was always the boss. Nobody ever wanted to play with me because, you're too bossy. But what, you know, I thought it was a bad thing.
Men do not like bossy girls, and believe me, I, when I came into the industry, there was really hardly anyone. I realized men, ladies, the men that I taught at the Learning Annex for 13 years with my first book, which is called Love Mechanics, The Power Tools to Build Successful Relationships with Women. The whole message in my new book, every one of us need to get real about love. Like, look at yourself. This, it doesn't have anything to do with somebody from the opposite sex or if you're gay or whatever. It's same sex. It doesn't matter. It's how you were wired from your lineage to believe about love. Right?
Yeah. You
so
call it the love
you
lineage,
go
which
home
I had read in your bio. I thought that was
instead
really interesting. I never heard that before.
Boring conversations with your family and having them up your butt that you don't have anybody. I have some suggestions. So, I mean, this is such a deep issue, but opening your heart comes with looking at what beliefs you stored in your heart and in your soul about something that happened either from a childhood or a traumatic breakup. So if a man or woman,
and then there's always the once I syndrome, you know, the once I lose weight, the once I make enough money, the once I, you know, I think that's kind of where you were going with the once I syndrome. It's always as though you're putting it on hold until there appears a perfect. You know, you talk about the once I syndrome. You know, the once I get, you know, lose the weight. Once I have enough money, and it seems as though we create this sort of excuse to, you know, put love on hold until everything is perfect, in the perfect condition to embrace someone and bring someone into our lives.
Absolutely, the limitations that we put on ourselves. Instead of thinking, imagine yourself like on your day, how stressed you are, and all the stuff you're doing, and men are doing the same, and women, whatever, we're all doing the same thing. If you don't make love a priority, you're always going to put it into the future with, well, once my book is, this is what I used to say before Love Mechanics, after my book is done, then I'm going to focus on my vision for love, right? And I kept saying that, and then things kept happening, and of course the book didn't go for 2 years, and I met a guy that I knew and I would never marry. And most of us busy people have what I call temps. We have people in our lives that we really like, or maybe we feel chemistry toward, but in the long run, looking at your lifestyle and his or her lifestyle, we don't see them as a long-term relationship, right? And then we have that person is there in our life, and the only amount of time that we have, we squeeze in our temp, right? We squeeze in a temp for a little love, little affection, and then 3 years go by, and you don't want to bring your temp home to your mom or dad for the holidays.
Of course.
Because,
or
you don't want to bring them to one of your radio shows or TV appearances.
Exactly, sure.
I had a guy in my life who I really loved, but I wasn't in love with him.
A little later in life, right? You didn't get married until you were in your 40s. Is it something that you suggest, or it's just something that happened to you?
People need to stop and look at their lives, just like Dr. Marissa was talking about. What I take people through is a real look at how you're designing or not even taking love as a priority in your life, how you're not even thinking about it and just imagining it just showing up, right? So when a man meets you, or meets a man or a woman, how do you actually come across? So I make you look at your vibes. I make you look at the phase of love you're in right now. Because most of the oftentimes people will say, well, I have one part of me, and this is, I think we've discussed this. You have one part of you that would love to find a partner, and then you have the Wonder Woman part of you that's gone, how the hell am I going to squeeze in a guy? You know, I can barely juggle all the TV things and my networking and all this.
So
and
true,
I heard what you were talking about fun, right? If you don't look at love in your heart as something that's going to enhance your life, but rather stress, make you feel more stressed because of the once I thing, well, I won't have time for him, so once I get my show off the ground or my new sponsors or my new whatever it is, TV show, I always had a once I. I just, and I had men that wanted to come in and support me during it, and I would say, no, I have to da-da-da before I do that. And then when I thought about it, I started to look at couples that I had the kind of relationship that I wanted, and I had role models. There was few and far between that had what I wanted, and I used to see these dynamic duos together, and I'd say, how do you guys make it work? Right. And they say, well, I work a lot, she works a lot, we just talk about how we're going to keep the spark flying, but we both do our own thing. Now, that's how I designed my life, and I can guarantee you, Miss Clarissa, I have coached many, many, many powerful women that I'm not allowed to name, and men who make mistakes because they always have A, a once I, or B, a temporary person that kind of holds them over, you know, kind of gives you the little bit of love on the side, that your lover on the side or your screw buddy or whatever people like to call it.
All right, so we're coming up on break. Everybody, I want you to stay tuned. We're listening and getting a lot of great insight from Renee Piana. She is the love designer. She helps everybody with everything love, and I want you to know how much love she's throwing out into the community as soon as we get back. So do not go away.
Hear the stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Do you feel shackled to your business? Do you feel that there is no room for anything else, like a personal life, family, fun? Did you know that there is another way? Listen for The Unshackled Life with hosts Aaron Scott Young and Michelle Pearson Young. They'll discuss what helps your business work better for you so that you get to have a life. Aaron Young has been starting and running companies for over 30 years. It's time for you to finally have the time, money, and freedom that you've always wanted. The Unshackled Life, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
And I love Renee Piana, and I love her energy, because when we go to break, she says, I've got so much more I want to tell everybody, because there's so much to know, and it is so true. There's so much to know. But this woman has got one of the biggest hearts I know of, because I know how crazy she is in her business and, you know, crazy busy. And but she finds the time to give back in a huge way, and she has for the last I don't know how many years, she'll tell us. But I want you to go to Renee Piani, and I want you to go under events, and you're going to see something called Holiday Magic. It is her toy drive and mixer. She does benefit the LAPD Winter Wonderland event, and she's going to tell us all about Sunday, December 3rd from 5:30 to 9:30 in Marina Del Rey. Girlfriend, how do you fit it all in? You've got 100 different sponsors here,
too. You know, every person out there has a busy life, right? And then when you look at our blessings, this is how I always think of it. I got involved with, I've been working with matchmakers as a consultant, working in this industry 28 years, and for the last 24 years, I've actually done toy drives with different organizations, you know, giving them toys. And then I met the LAPD right in my community, and they have hundreds of families that wait 24 hours for one toy per child because they have no funds to buy Christmas presents. So the Boosters Club. Anyway, I got involved with these guys about 8 years ago or 7 years ago, and I can't stop doing it. Even when I've had, you know, some challenges with my health, I still did it because I love giving back. And when you're single, if you are out there listening, between Thanksgiving and, you know, Valentine's Day, there are events happening everywhere, whether they're networking or community or give back. But my whole goal is to wake people up that right in your community, if you want to meet a giving-spirited person, then go and give what you want to receive. If you're on your computer all the time, if you're always on the phone, if you're always working, you have to carve out time this holiday to be out, you know. I just was at Whole Foods a couple weeks. I mean, Whole Foods. I go to Whole Foods and, you know, different grocery stores. At 7 o'clock, ladies, between 7 and 9, are all the single bachelors going to buy their alone dinner. And I was in the store, and I literally took a picture. I took a picture of the grocery store, and it was all men. And I'm like, if women don't think men are out, they are out in the morning and they're out at night. And they do charity things. But women, if you see somebody that you are attracted to, men get very afraid of people that look hectic and rushed. We're all hectic and rushed. Slow down. Get off your phone. You know, go out to new places right before the holidays. And I'm telling you, going to holiday toy drives and volunteering is a great place to meet other people that are giving spirits. And
get off your
phones. That's what my event is. It's Sunday night. It's in Marina Del Rey, and it is so much fun. I have the best DJ, great food, and couples and singles are coming. So bring your friends, all the couples that are bored at home, get your dancing shoes on and put some sexy clothes on and bring your husband or wife out and go dancing. Because once you get older, you can't go to bars anymore because it's all kids, you know?
I know.
So you got to get out.
Again, if you go to
RenePiani.com,
under the events tab, you're going to see just a beautiful job that she's doing with the Holiday Magic Toy Drive and Mixer. Again, it is December 3rd from 5:30 to 9:30 in Marina Del Rey. You can get all the information there. She said a fabulous DJ, all kinds of raffle prizes and you know, I guess dancing and, you know, life readings. I'd love to have a life reading as well. But just take a look at the work she's doing. I mean, take a look at the pictures that are on this page, the faces of the kids getting their toys, and the amount of toys that show up. Good Lord. That's amazing to know that you guys
we were the second highest amount of toys. And this is the thing, if you have anything to donate, bring it there. Like, you can bring unwrapped toys, or if you have a business and you want to promote yourself, give us a raffle prize and we'll get up and say, John is giving us a $100 gift certificate to his restaurant, and we'll announce it. And we post you on our website. So all of my amazing generous donators, all that money, we sell these amazing raffle tickets, and they're only, like, I think four for $20, and they're hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and then we donate all the money back. But more importantly, be a community person. Your husband or wife could literally live next door, you know, but your home, on the internet, on Facebook, on Twitter, you need to take time for love and carve out space. And also, if they go to my blog on my website, the latest article, there's a few. One is about what to say to your family over the holidays. I'll post it up on my Facebook under Renee Piani. What to do when you go home with no mate, and how our families sometimes make us feel bad. You have to believe that you, as whoever you are, whether you're a super Wonder Woman or just, you know, more of a shyer person, you have to make to imagine what your design, life design would be for your love life. How could you fit what you do with a person? And I have found that I've been happily married now for 12 years and with my husband 15. He's an A-type like me, and women always say, oh my God, he's the perfect match for you. But when I met him, I knew who I was. So if you're not sure who you are and how you're marketing and branding yourself in the world, and you come across as a workaholic, stressed out person when people call you and you go, I can't go, I have a meeting, I'll call you back. Go do an evaluation, and my book takes you through an evaluation of your vibes, the way you talk about sex, the way you rush into things, the way your friends... you say, you know how you'll go, oh God, all the men are taken. All the good ones are taken. I'm too old. Nobody's going to want me now. That's like the common theme. I'm saying, let me tell you something. I have clients in their 70s that I've helped find people. But you have to put yourself out there with an open heart. If you go out with a half open heart, you're going to get an half uncommitted person. So people say to me, I meet people, but they're not committed. How do I test drive it, right? I say, if you're meeting uncommittal people, that means you possibly need to take a look at the woman or man in the mirror and say, how much of me is really committed? If it's 50-50, 50% you believe in love and 50% that you're going, I don't know, then that's what you're going to meet.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people say, you know, I've gotten to an age now where I'm not going to change. I'm set in my ways. I'm never going to. But I think for the right person, you're more than, you know, you're more than happy to not maybe change, but certainly make some modifications. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I had to. I mean, I'm married to an A-type, and he's an old-fashioned East Coast guy. And he's part Italian, but we design our life together. We sit and we have rituals that we do. We get married every year. I think people look at marriage, a lot of men look at marriage like hell, you know, prison. When I used to ask, you know, what do you think about commitment and love? Ball and chain, you know, hell. I'm going to be taken to the cleaners. So when you date, you have to see if you have crust going on in that heart of yours, because that's what I am. You have to have an open heart. And how do you clean it out? You have to look at how your mind is wired. My mind was wired to protect and be a leader, and I have my own job. I don't need you for anything. And then when I went back and did a love review, a love investigation of all the men I dated, I called men I dated. Yeah. And I highly suggest men and women, call people you dated in the past. Say, what was it like to date me? And they said, you were always working. I never felt like you really had time for me. And, you know, frankly, you were fun, but I could never land. You never seemed settled, right?
So yeah, I get that a lot, too.
I do
get
that. Love,
I hear it,
You could find a man. I have so many girlfriends like you, Clarissa. You are the classic give angel out there. And the reason you get, I have to say, the reason that I love to do what I like to do, and I know that with all the good work
you do,
we got
1 minute to close, honey, so we need to close it up. Go ahead.
Okay.
1 minute to close. Go ahead.
All the good people out there that are out there working, if you would just see that people will get joy out of giving you love just the way you give back love. Oh, even my dog agrees. I'm so sorry. That you all, somebody's at my door. Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's a good time to close the show. I told you
guys
that
means
I
was
going to bring on two spectacular women this trip.
This must mean
around and
we are having to close the show.
Yeah,
but what I want to say is, the way you treat your own heart is the way you will be treated by others. So give the love that you want to receive. Open yourself up. And if anyone wants to get a heart love design plan, I do have a winter special on my site under coaching. And come to the party. And if you can't come to mine, look in your community and go and give the love you want to receive. And I swear, dress and feel as if that could be the night you're going to meet somebody.
Yeah, you are going to meet somebody that night.
Yourself.
I got to close the show, Renee Piana. You've been amazing. I know we could be here all day between you and I, but we have to close the show. Thank you so much for being on and giving everybody such great insight to love. Everybody, we have been in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. Until next week, have a great day.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.